6:02 p.m., Friday, May 11th, 2012. It was sunny in Montreal, a kind of day you'd think nothing could go wrong. I had just got home from a grueling day of work when there was a knock on my door. Quietly, I unholstered my Magnum and stood to the right of the door. "What do you want?" I asked calmly.
"I have a package for you," came the reply.
"Fine, leave it at the door, I'll pick it up."
All right," came the reply.
I waited until the steps faded completely before peeking out my window. The coast seemed clear. Opening the door, I saw a brown paper box looking its darndest to seem harmless and non-threatening. Taking one more quick glance around to check for any snipers, I reached out and snatched it in. Safe. Or was I? I carefully studied the package. It could contain anything. Explosive devices triggered by opening the box. Explosive devices on a timer. Poison. Guns. Poison guns. Poisoned exploding guns. I had no way of knowing. I had to make a choice soon. I couldn't just stand there and wait all day, hoping it wouldn't go off. The clanking of a water pipe jolted me, making me decide to open it now. I carefully pulled out my pocket knife and slit open some of the wrapping. Hearing something clink, I made a tactical retreat and dived over my couch. What? It was the safest thing to do. How was I to know that my cousin had moved his cactus collection there? Anyway, after removing all the thorns...
Those spikes weren't poisonous, were they?
I carefully went back into the package and ripped it open. I was confused at what to do, but there was a note. "Look inside the box."
That's a good idea.
I opened it and straightened the newspaper, carefully flattening it. Architect's zeal for detail matches founders. This must mean that there's something fishy about the building project. It must be a new case! There are other things in there, like a Rainbow Dash ID badge, obviously for infiltrating the museum, and a handy-dandy belt clip I could carry my keys with me. I also got a new badge. Twilight Investigators, perfect for awing security guards into letting me search the exhibits. And a fake cigarette box, where I can store my lockpicks. So thanks, Agent 692214-Alpha, codenamed Jello Gelatin. I'll be down stat to solve your heinous historical heist problem. Agent Luke Jad, signing out.